Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech de Zeirvin, Perig Vav, Mishnah Zayin, Ha'achin, we have brothers, Vashutafin, or partners, Shei Oichlin al Shulchan Aviyem, they eat at their father's table, V'yashen in Bevetayim, but they sleep in their own homes. Now the Batarur explains, we either have brothers who come to Tati to get the food, but then they take it home, or you have partners that come to the Malabas to get the food, and then they take it home. Everyone eats in their own house. And they're all in one courtyard. The sons, the father, the workers, the Malabas, they're all in one courtyard. Now, there are others who live in this courtyard as well. So here's the question. Can I say, excuse me, all you brothers, all you partners, I need one Erev, or do I have to go to each one individually and take my contribution for the Erev? Zakt the Mishnah, Tzrich an Erev l'chal echad ve'echad. You need an Erev for each one. Lefikach therefore, im shachach echad man. If one of the brothers or one of the workers forgot v'loy Erev and he didn't give to the Erev, nobody can carry. It's as if there's a whole house over here that didn't contribute to the Erev. It blocks everybody. And if it's already Shabbos, it's too late to give an Erev. So what can he do? Mevatel as Rishus. He has to be Mevatel as Rishus. He has to relinquish his control in the Rishus. Like we learned earlier, that could be done even on Shabbos. So he's a guest by them, and everybody over here in this courtyard is part of the Erev. Amosai, when do we say this? When do we say that the brothers who are supported by their father, or the workers who take from one balabas, are considered separate families, being that they eat and sleep in their own homes? When do we say this? Bizman shemalichen eruvan b'makam acher. If the Erev is kept in someone else's house, not a member of this group, another house in the courtyard, so they're mechuyev to contribute to that Erev, like all the members in the courtyard are mechuyev, and everyone has to contribute separately. Once there's a chiyev Erev over here, we don't say that they're all one family. Now there's a din that the house that you keep the Erev in, they don't have to give any part of the bread. Why? What's the whole purpose of the Erev? It should be like as if everyone's eating in one house, so all the people are contributing bread. But if your mamish eating in that house, these people taka live here, they don't have to give to the Erev. So if in this case, which house has the Erev? If the Erev is put into one of the brothers or the father's house, they don't have to give an Erev at all. Not only don't we say everyone has to give a separate Erev, they don't have to give an Erev at all. Or she'eni man diyurin b'chatz. Let's say there's no one else who lives in this courtyard. The only people in this courtyard are the people that come and get their food from the father or the balabas. Einan tzrichin la'arev. They don't need an Erev. No one has to give to the Erev. Not the father, not the balabas, not the brothers, not the workers. L'maisa, because they receive the food from one source, so in a way, they're like part of the father's household. So we have an interesting halacha here. Even though bi'etzem, they don't need an Erev, but because there are people here who need an Erev, therefore, we need a separate Erev for each one, individually. Yes, Hashem Yisbarach, you'll get older, you'll learn the Gemara, the Sugyas, the Rishayim, and you'll understand the Geshmak as far as why. But for now, let's just chazer over the Mishnah as we have it. Brothers or partners who eat at their father's table, that means they get their food from their father, but they go home to sleep in their own houses. And there are other people in this courtyard, not only do they collectively have to give an Erev, but that wouldn't be enough. You have to take food from every single one of them separately. And if one of them forgot, let's say there were 10 brothers and one of them forgot, nobody can carry. And if it's already Shabbos, he has to be Mevatel as Rishus. Unless the Erev is kept in their house, then they don't have to give anything, and they're all considered one family in regard to this. Just like by anyone else, if the Erev is kept in their house, they don't have to contribute to the Erev, like we explained, because the purpose of the Erev is to show that everyone's eating in one house. So here, the Bimetzia is eating in that house. So again, if the Erev is kept by them, then no one has to give. And if there aren't any other people living in the courtyard, other than these brothers or workers that get their food from the same place, although they go home to sleep in their houses, so we haven't established the fact that you need an Erev and a Hanami. Not only do we not collect an Erev from each of them, but you don't even need any Erev over here at all.